This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Yes, 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 my brothers. Welcome everybody to episode 203 of the Fully Geek Pod. What's going on, people? Besides, we need to go on. You got me, Nate, inside. Who else is inside today for our audio listeners?
The other one, Kurt, I'm back.
Richard Maximus.
One like Merv.
And Marley Marl's running late, but he'll be with us. But like we said last week, we're real people doing real things. So, man, then, what's been going on?
Boy, we've been here. Festival weekend, massive, innit?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it.
Yeah, whatever, man. You let the team know, you chief.
Bruv, I enjoyed myself, bruv.
How was Reggae Fest? Because I'm going to be real with you, Kel. I'm going to be real with you, Rich, yeah? Mm. I never heard you listen to a reggae song in my life.
Don't be fooled. I haven't listened to many reggae songs in my life. However, this Saturday...
So we should be fooled then.
Yeah, you should be fooled. But this Saturday, Reggae Fest was live.
Obviously, it looked good.
Yeah, Reggae Fest was live. I must have got
Beanie
there.
Beanie Man was there.
Who?
Beanie Man.
Yeah, it's my story, bro.
I thought you were trying to remember people's names. That's why
So, listen, I had VIP, right? I had VIP.
Ooh.
VIP is different life than festival life, you know, bro. You
know. Now we know why. Yeah, okay. It all makes sense now.
Listen. Man went there with Wellington boots, yeah. I had to go Sports Direct, get wellies because this weather was not ramping. Because I already knew I had to save myself. Went there, VIP. I thought, wow, VIP. Bro, VIP don't have no workmen toilets, you know, bro.
Yeah,
the proper have proper toilet, proper cubicles, like Nando cubicles. Went there, I thought, wow, got your own bar, got your own food area. And guess what? You can walk to the front in the main stage and you're there, bro. You're just there. So man was just raving up the place. And you know what? You know how to Google some people come on stage, innit?
I can tell.
Obviously, I know Freddie McGregor, right? I know him by his music only. But when it's Freddie McGregor, and I'm thinking, everyone's screaming. So I was like, yeah, I'm screaming, innit? I was like, yeah, what's going on? Googling, ding, 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 Google. Oh, Freddie McGregor. Then I had to go onto Spotify, play his song, bro.
Yeah, you got these ones.
Yeah, as I thought, scene, yeah, I'm ready. So I'm thinking, wow, this man's not the same man as on stage, you know? Why is his two sons on stage? And I'm thinking, I'm going to see Freddie McGregor. Then I had to go do some Googling and realize man had a stroke six months ago.
Mm.
But do you know
what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he still came out, though. That's the thing.
Oh,
he came in his wheelchair. Man had one mic in his hand. It was quite sad, really. But man was still doing his rhythms. To be fair, it was big because I think everyone obviously felt sorry for him. But the tunes were just vibing. Look, I even blazed a Ziggy. Jeez, I was beaming.
Allegedly.
No. Don't. I wish I had a photo, bro. Listen, I was beaming to the world.
Remember this podcast to the world.
Listen, JD and Coke, I had a Ziggy, and then they brought on Shy FX, man destroyed the whole...
What, Ricky FX, Shy FX?
I know, yeah. But yeah, because some of the stuff that he plays, like drum and bass and stuff like that, some of it was like reggae in the jungle. Yeah, and he just tore down the whole place, and... There was a group called something Pulse. Still Pulse.
Yeah, Still Pulse.
All right, bruv. They got one. Listen, I didn't know who they were at first, right? As you know, do the same Google. But there's one tune they sang called it was a Pulse moment though. It was called something coming and come. I can't remember. And I said Pulse. I said Pulse. I only heard the chorus. Hey, let me find
it's
this.
Pause. It's pause. Stop pause. Pause. It's pause.
Hey, Charlie, allow me, innit? Allow me. you know what? The tune is called. Let me tell you what the tune's called. Give me 1 second.
The Steel Pulse are from Birmingham. They're originally from Brum.
Is that where they're originally from?
Yeah, so like a reggae band from Birmingham and that.
Oh, but that tune that played here was massive.
Yeah, no, they're a big band. They're big. They're big.
They're big. They're massive. They killed it. And man went to go and find General Levy. You know, because obviously when you're in VIP, around you is all the peasants, isn't it? You know,
General Levy was like, I won.
No, General Levy did both. He did both.
Oh, no. Man said peasants, you know.
No, he did Reggae Land earlier, and then he came and did...
Yeah, because do you know what? Because when you're in the VIP section, no one can come in. So you look around, you see all these peasants all like, all scrunched up together. So I had to come out with the peasants onto one of the other tents.
And now our viewership has gone down.
Please, no one give money to Richard, because if Richard gets rich, yeah, he'll be the worst rich person ever, bro.
Awful, isn't it?
Look at me, you filth.
Man had to go and find General Levy to tear up the whole place. That tent was so ram. I had to merge myself out of that tent ASAP, bro. It was ridiculous. So
that explains it, you know, because Nate, he wasn't all that, you know.
No, I think that's what I'm saying. Yeah, he wasn't. But it makes sense because he must have been tired.
Yeah, he must have been tired.
But yeah, but overall, the day was big, despite the rain. Yeah, Bean Man, come on. He meant to come on.
Smashed it.
Yeah, he meant to come on at 9 o'clock. He didn't. 9:45, he decided to come on stage.
Yeah, but did Beanie Man? What time did it finish there, though?
11.
But Beanie Man would. I don't know. Well, last time I seen Beanie Man perform, he'll perform like he had like an hour. He'll perform for an hour and a half. He'll just keep on performing. Like, he has so much tracks that he doesn't even have to finish songs. No, but this I'll is do a verse thing, and a chorus and stop.
But this is the thing. My feet were hurting.
I was going to ask you, how long did you last in the wellies, bro? Because wellies, you can't wear wellies for too long, you know.
I had to leave halfway through his show.
No, man.
Nah, bruv, nah, Giza. Look, you know what? By then, it was like pitch black. Yeah, the big floodlights were on and all that kind of, that was live. But, bruv, my feet were hurting, bruv. And you know when you're walking out, like you're walking normally, and when you walk around the corner and they see no one, you just start crumbling. The Wellington
boots. Like girls, you know? I mean, girls wearing heels, innit?
Ah, geezer. No, but honestly, like, Reggae Land, it was massive. I've never been to it before. Massive.
Nice. I think it's Reggae Land. Reggae Land, yeah, that's what it was. I think it was the first one.
Reggae Land Festival.
I think, I want to say it could have been the second one, but I think it was the first one. But I know that they've got the tickets out. The tickets are coming out.
They come out yesterday.
Friday for 2024.
All right, Rich. So how's the scenery, Rich? How's the scenery?
No, it was wet, though, innit? Like, that was the only issue. So I guess everyone wasn't dressed for carnival.
Nah, it still was sufficient scenery. It was sufficient. It was okay, very good. Man. Very good. But so 51st State, talk to me. Because I heard some awesome stories. Look, they're never going to hype it. It's going to be dead, like, yeah.
No, it wasn't dead. But
it wasn't dead.
I've been to better 51st. I've had better experience. I think we might have got there a bit too late. Nate, what do you reckon?
I think the timing.
I think we've missed that. Yeah.
The timing never helps. Yeah, the timing never helps. Yeah. Right? And this is what I'm saying. Like, that's why, you know me, I'm a man that I would like to get in the early doors if need be, yeah? Because there are, I just feel we miss parts of things. Like, we missed the whole stage show bit.
Mm.
Yeah, like with the house DJs and that. But obviously the weather, like you said, like regular, didn't help, bro. You get me? Like, like everyone's walking around, sliding around. There's parts where it gets so muddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, the next day you go and look at your shoes and you're like, raw, man.
Well, my trees are still in the garden, bro. It's in the garden.
I went and bought a brush today for like just a minute ago before we came on the pod for me to clean the shoes tomorrow, bro. Like, the mud's dried now. Let me clean it off, bro. Like,
yeah.
But
them man, you see, that's what I mean. We missed that fight because them man were lick up. Yeah. Gokes and Dan were lick up. So they were on a whole different frequency to us. You get me? I suppose the coke's a little bit today because bro, I was mad tipsy. But they were, so they were on a different frequency to us, do you know what I mean? I couldn't get there.
The thing about it was, I told you, you see the Cold Steps one? Cold Steps and them, man, their set went off. Like, Liam went into it. Oh, sorry, Bashman went into it, yeah?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he went into the... He's walked through VIP. Yeah, he went into VIP. He said their thing set off. It was... And I've seen the videos. I'm like, nah, hold on. We missed this set. Obviously, we didn't see that. Yeah. We weren't because the VIP ticket, whatever. My sister said to me she wouldn't get a VIP ticket again, though. She was like, it's the second year in a row she got VIP, but she was like, it's not really
worth it. Yeah, I saw a few times with the peasants, though.
Yeah, she said it wasn't really worth it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, next year, I may have to go Reggaeland to see what it's like, man.
No, listen, honestly, it's live.
Would have liked to have gone for the 2 days, to be honest with you. I would have liked to have gone for the 2 days.
Oh, really?
I've seen everyone.
Yeah, but as long as the weather sorts itself out, I think that's one of the problems. Because the Sunday, I can't believe it didn't rain.
That's what I said. Sunday, the weather was beaming.
I know, we're pissed.
Well. Sunday weather was beaming. Even the because obviously after 51st, they do like a hip-hop one the next day. That looked live. Do you see on Starve's like
post? Yeah, that looked live. The hip-hop obviously looked live. I ain't going to lie to you. It looked live. Because I got off a ticket. I know. I was just so tired from the night before. Because getting home was a mishmosh. So I was just knackered, man.
Yeah.
I'm still recovering now.
Oh no, I'm good, man. But it was nice to see. It was nice to link up with the people. Them, do you get me? It was nice to see the man. Them.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't. Like I said, for me, I don't mind the whole festival thing. Like, I think it's different, but I miss certain festivals this year, which kind of
and you know what I like about it? It's grown people. It's grown folk.
What do you mean, you folk?
No, I think like grown ups, isn't it? Like,
it's what us, it's what we are.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. There's no kids. There's no run up and down. Exactly. There's no youths. It's just like
it's that era of music, especially as well. So it's that makes sense. I take it just like every festival, you see people from the ends or you haven't seen for time.
Oh, yeah,
you saw that. But like, in saying that, I don't think everyone was there this weekend. I think maybe because that one was, your one was also on that same day. And I think when I looked on people's videos on that, a lot of the people up at Reggaeland.
Oh, seeing.
I know your man probably said it already, but how did you handle it with the rain?
Bruv, the day, early in the day, you go to places like Sports Direct. Obviously, there are other shops available. You go get yourself your wellies or your walking
boots. Yeah.
You get your rain mac or your poncho, and that's you, bruv.
That's it.
Every time is a festival or carnival. Some reason it's mad rainy. I don't know. Conspiracy?
Oh, hello, Molly Ma.
Hey. Yeah, I'm Molly Ma. Yeah.
It's the people spraying stuff in the sky.
No, it's true. It's true.
These are facts, though. Anyway. I thought, you lot ain't started yet.
No, we're starting.
We started, man. This is the podcast, bro.
Okay, sorry. Hi, guys.
Oh, sorry. And that voice there is Molly Ma. You want to explain your lateness or you are...
To be honest, I started cooking dinner a bit late in it. That's literally the reason. I apologize for the lateness.
Okay. You eating your steak or you going to have it after?
That's what I had. No, I had it. I thought, let me eat now because I'm just going to be starving. But
fair enough.
I didn't realize we started. Sorry. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everyone. All right. So, yes, we had festival weekend. I'm glad everyone had a good weekend. How was your weekend? How was your barbecue, Merv? Oh, wow, that was like...
Did you hear? I was thinking looking like... No, it's good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you got to say pause after the finger licking.
No one else said it, so I'll get away.
And how was Sabbath for you then, my brother?
Yeah, you know, same old. Nice relaxing day.
Fair enough.
Kind of chilled. Okay. My Saturday is your Sunday, I guess.
Yeah.
Not much different.
Okay. All right, well, guys, I think the biggest piece of news that has come out over this past couple of days has been the Alabama beef.
Jeez.
And I mean,
I like to see.
There was, I mean, obviously the video started circulating and then some people are obviously quicker than others. I saw my brother Kel posting the group I think at the time, no one else understood.
Yeah, no one else. Because I just posted the event on those chairs, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I if you know, you know.
I guess what I'm saying. That's, everyone else, not really sure. Then obviously it started circulating. And obviously we've seen the videos. And we've seen the memes. And we've seen the reenactments. We've seen the training videos. And the internet, it stays undefeated, guys.
Undefeated, man.
The thing, you know, I saw all the memes videos before I saw the actual footage. So I was, what is going on here? I don't get this stuff, innit? What's trending? And when I saw the actual footage, I was like, ha ha.
It was mad, my brother swimming across the thing.
That's what it was.
I think jumped off the boat and said, nah.
Nah, bro. I think I've sent the first video. So what it was when the first video happened was obviously they had illegally parked their boat in it. And they needed to move their boat for the bigger ship to kind of come in. And they weren't on trying to move it. So he was like kind of moving it. Then they've come and that's when he's done that. He did the Bobby Shmurda bat signal. Yeah. He got the hat. He flipped it up. Yeah. Like Bobby Shmurda. Yeah. And then it was like Avengers Assemble, bruv.
Thundercats.
One man jumping. When I saw the man jump in the sea, it was the, you know what it was? You know, you can't take black people anywhere, innit? So it was like it was the voice while people were recording it, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, what? Like, people on the boat were getting into it when the man jumped in the water. And, brother, all of the ad-libs, I had to clap. I clapped. It's bad, yeah, but when the video circulates in the family WhatsApp group and then even your grandparents are like, do you know what I mean? They're commenting.
Yeah. But obviously, like I saw Sideman say basically, like, yeah, it's all well and good to be laughing, but like these people are gonna be arrested. Like these black folks are arrested and especially the guy that banged woman in the chair. He's gonna get arrested, bro.
He got arrested then, and I think before that, the police they kind of didn't want to arrest him. Yeah, but obviously you can't smack a person in the head like that with a chair, innit? So obviously he got arrested. Yeah. But I think, brother, I feel like sometimes you've got to make a sacrifice.
But it had nothing to do.
100, my thing is, bro.
Yeah, no, I hear that. But these guys will get punished. Like, they had nothing to do with it, but they will get punished. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but when it's your brother involved, that's the thing to do. And I don't mean go biblical and show you. And says, see your brothers getting dealt with. Like, you can't just stand back and watch it. You got to deal with that. That Moses did. That's why he left Egypt. But we'll get into that another day. I'm just saying, if I saw any of you getting dealt with, okay, I'm not thinking, oh my God, I might get arrested. I'm jumping in to defend my brothers. I wouldn't jump in, dude, like Avengers. Maybe I wouldn't do all of that, but I'd try and...
And to be fair...
When I saw the George Floyd and all that stuff, I'm like, why don't people, like, the more of you that try and get involved, like, not beat up the police, but you could have, you know...
To be fair, the first man that gets there, so if we're going to call the first man first response... First response actually
tries to stop it.
He actually stops it. Yeah. And then they try and attack. And he's like, whoa. What I'm saying. And if it gets the more of it, you're like, no, hold on, my brother. You get me? I'm trying to be a peaceful man.
Yeah, I agree. You know what it is, right? A situation like that, what you would do is the first response is to try and ease the issue that's going on. Try and stop it from escalating. But if you're there trying to sort it out and someone's striking you, of course, then you're going to retaliate. And then it's just absolute chaos. And that's exactly what happened. Obviously, it went over and over above. However, it was hilarious to watch from afar.
Yeah.
But being in that situation in that time, I don't know. That's just absolutely crazy.
I just hope this is kind of the beginning of something new. Like, people need to start realizing. And I've watched a few Instagram videos where, like, can't mess with the wrong black people nowadays. Like, we're tired of all this shit. We have been for a long time. So it's good to see. I don't want to see people fighting, but that was good to see brothers.
Yeah, no, I get Marnie 100%. Like, it was nice to see. It was definitely nice to see.
Getting a video camera out and filming it. World Star, like how they normally do. They went and dealt with it. I love it. Love it.
But you know, the thing is, the world star is still there. That's the reason why we've got it. Do you get what I mean?
But I think most of the people that were filming originally, they weren't filming it for world star purposes. They were just filming the incident, innit?
Oh, yeah, of course. No, of course.
And then obviously, they didn't realise we were going to escalate to that. They didn't know that the man was going to jump off the boat. But when you've got five or six men that's attacking the one brother, do you get me? Like, it was a lot to see, because imagine everyone doesn't go and help the security guard. Do you get me? Because my man's actually just doing his job. He wasn't doing anything untoward. He was actually just doing his job. They then started trying to attack my man. So, like, yeah. Their man need to go to jail as well. You understand?
No, yeah, of course, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but I expect to see this in general from the human race, where there's a case where if someone's getting attacked, and instead of like what Marlon said, instead of getting a camera out, try and help resolve it or ease the tension. Do you get what I mean? And I think there's a lot of people who tend to be scared of situations because it might escalate to something else. Instead of just pulling out your phone, try and stop it. It is the best thing to do. But obviously, when it escalates like that, then yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of time I've seen little altercations, and you get me. Even if I'm not physically getting involved, I'm gonna yo, what's going on there? You look loud, you know. Like I'm gonna be trying to be vocal, but I know that everyone else isn't going to be like that. Do you get me?
Yeah, no, of course, no. But there's definitely a lot of chair memes going on, boy.
There's chair memes. There's Avengers. I've seen the one with the rings, like when they come out, when they come back from being in the blip, all of that. There's like you've got the Superman. The bare chest man, like they've got like this. It was a lot. It was a lot. But I also think, like I said, those things continuously happen, especially in places like America. So I think it's important for the world to know that these things still happen. And that
people... Have you not seen that video? You might follow King. Is it King Back or King Back? King Back.
King Back, yeah.
I've seen it really done. I mean, like he keeps throwing a cap in the sky. And when the cap comes back, this bear man rushes this one guy.
Nah, I haven't seen.
That's a signal. That's a signal, isn't it? The camera follows the cap and it comes down.
Nah, every man's gonna wear a cap now on the road and chuck it up, yeah. And see him. Who's backing it? Who's backing it?
Nah, fam. You have any business, yo.
It's a good look, man. It's definitely a good look. But yeah, so obviously we don't hear anything more about it. But it's like I said, it's that video circulating around the world, and yeah, man. Hopefully we'll see what's going on with that.
But hold on, quick thing. You know, one of the victims that started attacking the security guard. Sorry,
yeah.
I know you ended in it.
No,
he must have put a video. He must have put a video out on his TikTok or something, whatever it is. Yeah, it says that security guard hits hard. Have you seen it? It's got two black eyes, bust up nose.
Yeah,
that security guard hits hard. I was like busting up. I thought the fact that man got fixed, he can run joke about it himself.
And the security guard is 63. Just saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's what he said. Like for a 63-year-old, man can hit.
It's hard. Yeah.
No, but do you know what? And to be honest, I'm gonna be real. I don't think their man there will even like. I don't think their man would even try to press charges. You know, like that. Their man looked like they were liquored up anyway. Like they charged to the game. No,
I get that.
Like, I don't even think it was a racist thing. I think it was.
No, just... it was. That's what I'm saying. It was just like.
It was just They're all gassed, they're all tanked up, they're all liquored up.
Yeah.
And they just, you know what I mean? Yeah.
But can we go back to the security guard, right? Please tell me why he chucks his hat in the air and makes that stand.
No,
because that's unnatural, isn't it? I do not know what this guy was thinking.
No, I almost felt like he thought, what? You think I'm here because I'm on my job? What? You think I'm with. You know, I almost feel like, you know, like. Obviously, maybe the hat's got a little badge on it or whatever. What? You think if I get rid of my hat, I still won't scruff you? One of those ones. It just looks funny because he throws it up like Bobby Schmurder.
Nah, he's a legend, but I don't know. You know, I've been watching wrestling for years, right? And there's so many moves that I plan to do on people, innit? So he must have thought at that moment, he was in that mode. You know, you watch Dragon Ball Z, and there's times where everyone watched Dragon Ball Z and looked in the mirror and did the shouting thing, and your hair turns blonde and you get extra powers. He must have thought, oh, come on, you want to watch Dragon Ball Z? No, you never, no,
No, I'm shocked they don't watch Dragon Ball Z, Carl, man. Let down, let down.
I can't believe it.
Anime is finest, bro.
But anyway.
West London thing you wouldn't understand.
Was that?
I said it's a West London thing you wouldn't understand.
Wow.
Get me.
It's on bigger things, you know?
You both of you don't live in West London? Well, one does.
We come from the same West London.
Exactly, man. The DNA is there, you get me?
It was.
Whatever. But yeah, but anyway.
You're Northwest, though. No, you actually, are you West, isn't it? You're not Northwest.
It's West, but it's, Northwest is like, it's the same, it's like, it's across the road.
Okay. But are you Northwest, though?
Queen's Park Station is Northwest.
Okay.
But we're West, like our postcode's W10, I think he's
W9.
Yeah. But okay. Queen's Park Station is NW6. Wilsdon Lane, Kilburn Lane's NW or Brent, which is Northwest. That's what I mean. It's intertwined.
Right. Yeah, where this went, it wasn't meant to go, so we can move on.
I know, exactly. It's Nate trying to catch us out, but yeah.
Me? I don't even know how that turned to me. I wasn't saying that, but you lot say you don't watch bloody Goku because you lot from West London. I didn't see that.
Goku.
Name Goku, what's your name?
Yeah,
Goku. Hey, Goku. Yeah, I don't watch it. I just knew his name, Goku. Shout out, Gokes. All right, guys, we've had boxing. So we've had Anthony Joshua, who was originally supposed to be fighting Dillian White this Saturday. We spoke about it briefly last week. Dillian White has alleged to fail a drug test. No, he has failed a drug test, isn't it? It's not alleged, it's he's failed a drug test.
Yeah, he failed it.
People are allegedly saying he's been spiked or whatever. I don't know, bro. Yeah. But we've now got Anthony Joshua fighting a guy called Robert Hellenius. Robert Hellenius, his last major fight, he got knocked out by Deontay Wilder in one round. He had a fight on Saturday where he won in three rounds. And now he's going to fight Anthony Olufemi Oluseni Joshua this Saturday.
So wait, he fought last week?
He fought on Saturday.
So when does this ever happen? This is so waste. Remember how last week I didn't care for that fight? Can you imagine how I feel this week?
No one cares for this fight.
That's bullshit.
I'm not watching it.
I understand that you've done like big camp and big training camp and that, yeah? But this is nonsense.
No. Like,
if this is pay-per-view, people better
there
be
getting money.
It's not pay-per-view no more.
It can't be.
It's not anymore.
No, it's not anymore.
Bro, you need to be giving everybody that's paid their ticket at least £30 back off their ticket price, bro.
No, they have. I was listening to Eddie Hearn today, and it says if people want a refund back, they're more than happy to have a refund back. It's part of our policy.
Give them back refunds, boy.
Yeah, nice. Look, to be fair, look, end of the day, Dillian White, your embarrassment. It's simple as that. Your embarrassment. This can't happen to you twice. Even if you've been spiked, whatever, it cannot happen to you twice. When you're a professional boxer, right? Yeah. The last time this happened, you didn't fight for time and you had to fight the battle. And again, it's happened to you again. It's like, come on, you're embarrassment, bruv. It's like, what next? Do you get what I mean?
I feel bad as he's a fellow countryman of mine, my ancestors, but this is ridiculous. I don't know what's happening.
It's embarrassing.
No, because I weren't born there, innit? So I don't know in the comments saying that you was born in East London. No, I know, so I'm not going to. You know what I mean, my kinfolk.
Were born. Was you born in East London?
Yeah, man.
Is it? Yeah. Which part?
My London.
Serious?
Royal London Hospital. Yeah.
Jeez. I never knew that. Yeah. I thought you were North London all day, every day.
No. I was originally East, and then I lived to Isle of Dogs and everything.
Is that how you guys kill conversations by talking about areas?
In different area codes.
Do you know what I mean? It's just like no one cares, bro.
Are you really from the end?
sorry.
It's just because we've known each other nearly 20 years. That was the first time he's found that out, isn't
it? I know the first time I found out. Yeah, I
know, but you know,
some friends you
know
are.
What it was. That was a conversation. Me and Kel had a conversation like it was just me and Kel having a conversation. That's what it was. We forgot that everyone else was listening to the conversation. That's what it was. Yeah, but yeah, Olufemi is not having a fight with my man now, so I don't know, man. Like, I think it's all a bit of nonsense, to be fair. Like, it just kind of, again, like we said last week, lets heavyweight boxing down.
Heavyweight boxing has been crap for a very long time. Let's be honest. Yeah, it has been crap.
As much as sometimes I get onto Anthony Joshua, yeah, I will say this, yeah. Anthony Joshua didn't really duck no fights. Like, there was a few that he kind of, like, towards the end, like, where he's going to fight Wilder or whatever, yeah. But he ain't really ducked fights. Everyone knows. I think, to be fair, even Wilder used to take fights. It's Tyson Fury that's messed it up more than anything. Because he hasn't taken the fight he's supposed to have taken. And that's.
And Wilder as well. Wilder as well has messed up. For their size, and they're the biggest pom-poms ever. Do you know what I mean?
But they kind of 6'7", 6'8", 6'9". What is the matter with Dean? Just come on, man.
Just fight, man.
Right, listen, that whole division needs to be wiped out. It needs to be wiped out.
It's not good.
Like, honestly, it needs to be wiped. I don't, like, to me, these guys are just, I don't know. It just needs to, the generation needs to come in quick to push them through. I hope Dubois somehow gets a draw or beats Usyk coming up, because I want someone new.
No, but Usyk's not a problem. Usyk don't duck fights.
Yeah, Usyk don't fight anyone.
I know that. But I just want to kind of get rid of, like, so when Usyk fights Dubois and Dubois wins, it hopefully opens the door to other competitors in the heavyweight division to come in and start challenging. Because I don't want to see White, Chisora, AJ anymore, or Tyson Fury,
what they're really saying is we need Tyson Fury. We really, the WBC or whoever it is, needs to say to Tyson Fury, if you're not going to fight, give us back our belt.
100%.
Like, that's actually what it is, because I don't understand how any champion, he ducks fights like he's getting out of fashion.
Trust me.
Yeah, do you know what?
And then he'll call everyone a bum. And then he's got a bloody show coming out on Netflix next week about him, like some, what do you call it? Him and his family.
You going to watch it?
I know you will, but some reality TV. I will not watch it, bro. I think he's a dumb. Anyway, no, man.
But let's get back to the real point. And the real point is about Dillian White. And Dillian White and his failed second drug test. It's embarrassing.
But they couldn't have had a fight anyway. Sorry? That's the reality.
I agree with you in that sense.
These two shouldn't be fighting. Like, it's nonsense.
But who else is going to fight, though, Nate? That's something, there's no one else, bro. No one wants to fight each other.
This best of British, we don't care anymore.
No, so the thing is, the talk about the Saudi Arabia, that's meant to be in October. So...
Well, AJ versus Dillian, I mean, AJ versus Wilder.
Wilder, yeah. So that's why AJ still wanted to have a fight. The weekend, so
but who's Wilder? Wilder's got no belts.
It's not about us anymore. It's about them and making more money. That's all it's about. It's all about the money.
On a quick one, who wins, AJ or Wilder?
Oh, Wilder.
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 Because you know what, AJ's got, his defense is poor. He's got poor defense.
Wilder goes for the blow, those powerful blows. But
the only thing is, Wilder can't fight, though. That's my only issue.
Well, he can fight. He can't box. He can fight, but he can't box.
He can't box. But okay, I'm talking about in the art of boxing. He's not a boxer.
Yeah, he can't box, but he can fight.
He just throws one bangs.
That's what man wants to see. Man wants to see one bang, bro.
Nah, sometimes I enjoy the art of boxing, man. I enjoy the art of boxing.
But to a certain degree.
But to watch that, that's where you go watch the welterweights.
I was going to say.
The welterweights and stuff like that.
No, but
heavyweight boxing.
Yeah, but we go back to like Lennox Lewis. Lennox Lewis knew the art of boxing.
Nah, he was boring as hell. Lennox was boring as hell as a boxer.
Oh, man.
Like Tyson was the only exciting. Muhammad Ali, Tyson... maybe Holyfield, but they're exciting boxers.
I said the art of boxing. Remember, I said the art of boxing.
Yeah.
Like Lennox Lewis.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, he could box. He could box. Yeah.
He was boxing. Like Tyson Fury, he was just, I mean, Tyson, sorry, not Fox Fury, sorry. Mike Tyson would go in and he just like done a man's dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just find it this generation of boxing is boring. Like you just said, Nate, look, Lennox Lewis, Tyson, Riddick Bowe, all that era. Evander Holyfield, I can't think, my brain's slowing down. But that whole era.
No, but those were the main 80s, ones. Yeah.
They were good fights. But
the whole thing, like you was excited to watch any fight.
Yeah.
Frank Bruno. Hey,
I don't know. Like, even Frank Bruno, like I'm not saying he's great, but it's entertaining. Like you enjoyed it.
You'd enjoy staying up late to watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These ones now, it's kind of got to that stage that if you're up, you're up. But if you fall asleep, you don't really mind.
The best boxer now in the heavyweight division is Usyk. He's the best boxer.
Yeah,
But
that's because he's not really even heavyweight, though, is he?
He's come up through the right. Yeah, come up.
How old is he?
I don't know. I think early 30s.
Let me have a look. I'll tell you. Because Joshua's 33. Tyson Fury must be
46.
He's not. I think he was born. I think he's like 1 year older than young. He's like 87. 1987.
Yeah.
What's that now? So I think he's going to be 36.
Yeah.
Who?
Tyson Fury.
Really?
Yeah.
He was older than us.
Yeah, the aging profile is different, but.
You, man. That's what I'm saying. They're you, man. And Usyk's 36 as well. Yeah.
Oh, is he 36, Usyk? Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was younger than that.
Oh, 36. They're all about, that's what I'm saying. They're all around that age. Like 87, 86, 88. I think AJ is 88. I think AJ was born at 88. Yeah. All right. That's that. Guys, after 2 months. Oh, sorry. Big up the Women's World Cup, actually. Shout out Jamaica. They lost today 1-0 to Colombia. Shout out Nigeria. They lost on penalties to England. Both games were quite entertaining, quite exciting. I would have liked both Jamaica and Nigeria to go through because they would have played each other in the quarterfinals. But yeah, so Women's World Cup's doing all right. But the Premier League is about to start, guys. This Friday, the Premier League kicks back off with Manchester City taking on...
Burnley.
Well, it might be Burnley taking on Man City. I can't remember who's at home.
Burnley's at home, yeah.
Burnley taking on Man City. But the Premier League is back. And with this information, there may be something new coming out where we're going to talk exclusively about football in the Premier League. So just watch this space, follow the YouTube channel, follow the socials for any information. But there will be something good coming this season. So look out for that. But a quick one, on a random, who's winning the league? Marlon.
United. Man, you. United.
This guy still supports Man United.
I don't support anyone, but that's the first team.
No, but I remember back in RBS days, bro.
Rooney.
Yeah.
I was a proper football hooligan, you know.
I don't know about that, bro.
I was looking at... Sorry.
No, I'm going to come back to you, so hold that thought, Marlon. Hell, who wins the league?
Arsenal.
Richard, who wins the league?
No man's shook in it, bro. Fuck it, Arsenal.
Merv.
Wrexham. I don't know, man. Liverpool, I guess, just to be different.
Liverpool. All right. Well, I think Arsenal are going to win it. But we will come back and see.
Shout out Arsenal for being the Community Shield as well. Big up Arsenal again.
Yep, shout out Arsenal for being the Community Shield. Shout out Spurs. Because they won 5-1 on Saturday. Harry Kane's.
I meant Spurs. Yeah,
I was going to say Spurs, but yeah.
But Spurs were 2-1 up against Barcelona today, and they ended up losing 4-2. So shout out Barcelona.
Boy, the last two goals in the last 2 minutes, boy.
Yeah, it was 90 and then 90 plus three.
Mad.
Sorry, Marley Marl, you was talking about your hooliganism days.
Oh, no, that passed that. I was just going to mention, I got kind of excited when Kel put the league code in the group. I was like,
fantasy football.
This year might get me back into it, yeah.
Yep, the fantasy football league code is out. The fantasy football, I think if you've ever joined it, you just automatically join it. But I did my team today. My team is looking semi-exciting.
Bruv, do you know what? I'm quite frustrated in my team. I'll tell you what the problem is. Because I don't know if Harry Kane's going to stay or not.
He's staying.
But do you know what? The other day,
he's staying.
The thing is, the other day, he was out of my team because I thought Bayern Munich were going to buy him. And then when Spurs rejected the third offer from Bayern Munich, like, I put him back in my team. Now I'm hearing they're going to come with another improved offer for £94 million.
Bruv, keep him in your team, bruv. And if he goes, then you just make a change.
Yeah, I know, but still, you know what I mean.
It's early doors, and he's the second highest player. So you're gonna have money to buy everyone else anyway.
Yeah, real talk.
Might not. I just don't know. This is the one issue about fantasy football is obviously everyone's gonna put Haaland in their team, yeah, but he's mad expensive, yeah. Do I take him out and try to spread the wealth?
No.
Because I can't afford Salah. I want Salah in my team so bad, but I can't
afford him. I never put Salah in my team.
I want Harry Kane, but Harry Kane is that I can't afford two big boys now. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got one big boy and the rest of this all mediocre kind of thing.
Yeah, I've got Haaland and Kane up front. It's quite simple.
Straight.
I don't know though, the thing is, I feel like just
make sure you got Diaby in your team as well for Villa.
I know, I was thinking that at the Villa, innit?
Make sure you got Diaby in your team, bro.
Is he?
He's serious.
He's a goon, bro.
Now, where's he play?
Right wing. That's the one that Arsenal are going to buy.
The thing is, I can't afford any more midfielders.
Nate, Aston Villa are going to do well this season, trust me. They could be a Newcastle surprise kind of team.
Well, I'm saying,
guys, look, actually, right now, this is getting me gas for the stuff that's about to happen. So we'll just pause on this. This is getting me gas for what's about to happen. So yes, don't worry. Stay aware of the socials. By the end of the month, we will be coming to you with some information about what's about to happen. All right? Because this is going to happen weekly. All right. Just very quickly, I want to say a RIP to William Friedkin. He was a director, American film and television director. He directed films such as The Exorcist, The Sorcerer, French Connection, To Live and Die in LA, Rules of Engagement, stuff like this. He also did The Twilight Zone, a couple episodes of Tales from the Crypt, some episodes of CSI. 12 Angry Men. So he passed away this week. Was it cancer? I don't know. Like, I don't know why I say everyone's cancer, but I don't know what it was. What was it? Just old age?
Oh, he's old, right? What was he like?
He's like 87.
Rest in peace, man. Yeah. Massive contributor to the film world.
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, Exorcist, boy. I don't know if you guys have watched Exorcist before.
I still ain't seen that film on iTunes.
Yeah, you fully don't watch it now.
What, the original Exorcist?
Yeah.
Serious?
You've seen it. I've seen it. And I don't watch these things.
Get that way.
Yeah.
You'll see me. You know, them cartons and they'll just die straight when you're
but your soul just
comes out. Boom. That's what happens to you.
It's a cult classic. Like, Exorcist is the Godfather of all horrors.
It's okay. It can stay where it is. It's all right.
You know what? Do you know what? It's not even scary.
It's not.
I think it was back then in the 70s when it came out. But when I watched it as an adult, I was like, is this the film? Everyone's like, don't watch it. Bro, it's not scary. It's not.
At the time.
When she was banging herself with the cross, though.
Why would she do that?
It's long.
But that's not scary, though. You know what I mean?
I know it's mad.
Okay, it doesn't remind me of, but you know, like, remember when The Ring came out, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's
the hype, like, The Ring was the scariest thing. The thing coming out of TV, all of that, yeah? Like, you can't watch it. Then you watch it, you're like...
Don't do it, man. I'm getting chills from it, bro.
Scared on The Ring, bro. It depends. If you live with your family and your kids, you're good, isn't it? Bro, you live at home on your own and you turn that TV off,
bro. I was in the cinema when I was watching The Ring, full of people. So it should have felt like a safe space, yeah? When Samara started coming out that TV, I was expecting it to come out of the cinema screen as well, bro. And it's long.
Speaking of TVs, Poltergeist.
Yeah, that one.
So you're watching that as a kid, that scared the shit out of me.
And the thing is, there was mad stories about Poltergeist and the people.
She died in real life.
Yeah, she died in real life.
After the filming, she died on the street.
Yeah, and a few other people died.
Died or sacrificed. I'm carrying.
Sorry?
I said died or sacrificed. But
oh, man said sacrificed, you know. Yeah, straight. Yeah, those kind of films there. Boy, Poltergeist, boy. That,
them films, Amityville, like, that's long.
Yeah,
all
them,
long.
Yeah.
They're the true original horrors.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Poltergeist, yeah. What was that one about?
The ghost is the TV, so it'll suck you up.
Okay.
The TV will turn static. The TV will start
doing static. Yeah.
And
No, they bought. They bought a house. On a grave. The Poltergeist.
That's not Poltergeist.
Well, with the little
Poltergeist
girl.
The TV.
The static, and the girl touched the TV. But I was thinking, what was the other one? You know, like where your house is haunted. What are those filmed ones? Like there was
that's one. Amityville. That's all.
Is that the one? But it was one that was like in Enfield. The house was supposed to be in Enfield.
That's a true story, though.
Enfield. Yeah, that's like down the road. That's the ones that I don't like.
That's the in that part of the Insidious stuff or the Annabelle. It's one kinda. Of those two. It's one of it's in that.
It's one of those ones that I know that the kids were trying to watch it, and then I saw the first bit, and it said like this house at Enfield. I locked it off. I said, "Come on, get out of here."
But they got recordings of the girl being possessed, and like
it's too close to home. Like, it's too close to home. Man.
Yeah. That's deep, man. It's a true story as well.
When we was going to do our 200th episode, I was driving near like Gunnersbury, innit, and I see some solo house just on off the A406, yeah, just. Empty and hot and haunted looking. Where I just put my foot on the pedal, bro. No time to slow down for that, you know. But I see someone in the window going, "Oh man, that lies long." West London as well, mate. West London as well.
You don't want me to watch that program from. Get out of here, guys. Get out of here.
Hey, Sarah,
you just said
Sarah.
That Exorcist wasn't scary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then you wouldn't have a problem with From. I know you saw a bit, and he was kind of like. Not for me, but you wouldn't.
Probably, it's probably just from that made him not watch any more horrors, maybe.
So you know what is? It's not that I'm scared of these things, yeah. It's that
I know.
I just don't allow my brain to entertain these things.
This is the excuse every time, you know.
No, there's certain films I won't watch at home, like when they're doing seance shit and they're saying these words. Yeah. I don't know what they're saying. That's not coming into my room.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what
certain movies. I'm like, nah.
I don't know what you're doing. That's gonna enter my waves. Do you get me? So I just stay away.
Come on, The Omen. That music there. That's scary, but just hearing that.
No, but the thing is, the omen,
come on,
the omen is fully scary until this day.
Even if you watch it today,
until this day, bro, like Damien, the little bastard.
Yeah. Good film though.
Even people have their names. I don't understand why.
Yeah, good film.
Have you know in it?
I know it's Ben Damien as well.
Why do you name it? Unless you're trying to, I don't even know if you're trying to do it for bad. Every child I know, yeah, that's name was Damien when I was either a teacher. Or as a student, they were all bad.
They're all bad.
Don't I kind of show you that your name says a lot for you? Like the name your parents.
It's the Bible.
You. Like it literally. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's the Bible.
Yeah.
Your name means stuff, bro.
It's like all them girls that were named after Daenerys, boy. After the 8th season, they were like, oh, like, get rid.
The one
of the dragons weren't so good after all.
Was it the others? Is that the right film?
Well, the one in Nicole Kidman is like, I am your daughter. But
yeah,
one,
I like that film. I like that film. That film was good.
I don't remember it.
The others is the one. Is that the one in the house?
Yeah.
That was good. That's like that was more of a thinking one.
Yeah.
Like her kids see the light or something like that. They had
it was kind of like a sixth sense kind of film, isn't it? Almost.
Yeah, it was clever. Shout out Yasmin because she made me watch that film because I wouldn't watch it by myself, clearly. Guys, it's that time. We finally get to do the final episode of Hijack Episode 7. Before we start, I'd like to say publicly that sometimes when I'm watching something, I get excited and I feel maybe as I've got older, I've started to get in tune with these TV programs and the signals they're sending. So sometimes when I put something in the group, that's how I felt at the time. Okay? And I can't always go back and change it.
Yeah,
you can delete it.
Put disclaimers out.
Yeah, you need disclaimers right now, bro.
Own your shit.
I am. Okay, so we had Hijack episode 7. Okay, guys, what were your thoughts on Hijack episode 7?
It was alright, you know. Ending fell very, very flat for me.
Do you think so?
Very flat.
Extremely.
Yeah, ending was flat for me.
I think the last 10 minutes was unnecessary.
Especially the ending.
Even the ending with like the guy when he's not there anymore. Like they tried to do some horror scene. Oh no, there's one more chance, he's gonna jump out. Nah.
The writers are like, yeah. Well, what do we do to end this? Like, let's do that classic trope of if I go down, you're going down too. And it was a bit weird how we just went like, imagine. Like, obviously, yes, it's a TV program, so we're going to expect a bit of far-fetchedness in it. But imagine just like the plane lands, like everyone's off that plane as soon as possible. Like the police guns on you, and it's like, why does Sam be the one to go back? And, oh, no, I'm just going to get my stuff. Like, no, come off the plane like the rest of the people.
I know, exactly.
You know what I mean?
So stupid. Like, yeah.
That whole 10 minutes of that scene just was not needed at all. It was not needed. I was like, it just didn't make sense. The whole thing didn't, because I clocked when he walked past and you see the plastic thing was on the floor.
Yeah.
Everyone's thinking, oh my God, where is this guy? I thought nothing of it. And I thought, oh, actually, where is he gone? But then the whole coming back, and I was like, really? Is it really worth it? Texting his ex saying, call me now or whatever.
You didn't say now, bruv. Call me, bruv. If that was me, I would have called you back the next day. Sorry, I didn't notice its importance.
No, you would have called the next day because you got things going on in it. The son has just been rescued.
Back in a minute, like I'm playing safe. Yeah.
No, I think the episode itself was actually a decent episode.
I think so.
Yeah, I think it was actually a decent episode. I think. You know, you realize everybody's being manipulated by this mafia, this gang, whoever they are. Do you get what I mean?
Well, I rated the fact that even the one who we thought was in charge, yeah, when he just got taken out, bro.
Yeah.
When the man shot him in his head, might have been the bit I was like, oh my God. And you looked at it, obviously, you get excited when I did it, yeah. But like, I rated the fact that the man just shot him in his head.
I got annoyed that he didn't pick up the phone to text the chick. Like, yep, don't worry about it. Because he didn't want to do it as well. He's like, you're going to kill people. We didn't want it. So then you've just killed him. You know, like, just little things like that. I'm like, come on. At least just pick the phone back up and do the text. Like, yeah, I don't know. But again, they need story in it. They need to drag it out.
Yeah.
No. I thought the same thing as well. It's like, just text her. That's all you need to do. Just text her. But, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the whole series. I think it was only the last 10 minutes that frustrated me, but I think the ending overall, I mean, the 90% of the episode itself and the way it came to conclusion was good. I was more than satisfied with the show. I'm more intrigued about this whole family, this unit that are making people, are controlling people in so many different ways. It's mad.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll do that in like a season 2 or something, or if there's going to be a season. I can't see how they would be. Maybe.
I don't think it would have to be
some form of spin-off, but I don't know if you would. But no. I rated the fact that even the way they rescued his son, bro.
Oh, that was
stupid. That was stupid as well, because like, why would you come out with the son tied? The guys just come to like, take the car at the house. Okay, you come out with the son tied up and one person behind his back. Obviously, you look suspect. It was too clownish.
No. Obviously, too clumsy. But remember, it wasn't that. I'm talking about the fact that obviously the son got caught. He's an idiot. But then they're saying, "Oh, guys, we need to go leave." Remember, he turns around. He turns around to go about his business. Like, guys, we've got to leave. And he's turned around. So it looks completely natural to him. Like, everyone else, for all intents and purposes, it looks like we're just trying to, there's a fire trying to get everyone out of the building. That's what I liked.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're nonchalant about it, right? Yeah.
It was like, all right, look
what am I going to do? I'm going
to. No, like, we need to leave. I got to go. Like, he didn't
press
them.
that was good as well. I like that. But it's almost like the tension was built so much. Like, these guys are proper professionals. They're cocky and everything. And it's just like, all right, we'll come out. Like, hey, we caught you now. I'm like, oh.
This is what I mean.
The thing is, they had to, because no matter what, how professional they are, if there's police telling everyone to get out, no matter what, they're going to have to come out. Because
it just seemed a bit anti. I was expecting at least a bit of an action, like at least one of them die.
Do you like that for something?
No, but it's just like, oh, come on, oh yeah, we caught you, yeah. Like,
it happened. They came out.
To the next scene, innit?
No, but they just came, like, how else could they get? They were coming out.
Them guys took out some. People at the beginning. One of them needed to be accountable, innit? At least kneecap.
Exactly. Look, cut the thing off the son. Cut it off so it looks like he's you know what I mean, a normal, whatever, you're all in there together. Do you know what I mean? It's holding the guy tight, whatever.
Nothing tied. I don't remember the
scene. He was still tied.
Nah, man, I remember him leaving. There was a next one.
He was still tied, bro. He was tied. Watch it again. Yes.
No.
He was tied.
I don't remember he was tied, but I'll listen to you and say that, and I'll check at the end of the episode.
No, because
he was tired
right now.
He hugged the geezer, innit? The policeman. I can't
watch remember. Watch it.
I don't remember him being tired. But anyway. But yeah, so I felt that part of the scene was good. Like I said, I had no problems with anything at all, apart from the last 10 minutes when Idris Elba had to go back into the plane. It didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that I felt that wasn't necessary, but it's like they had to force that into into the episode, which I don't understand.
He's gonna be like, "Oh, have you got the guy with the beard?" Yeah, we've got the guy with the beard. I was like, "No, you don't." Like, that whole bit there was because also for him, for Sean, I don't understand. Not Sean, I can't remember what the guy's name was, but I don't understand why you wanted to go down. Like, you've been, what do you call it, manipulated into this position in the first place.
Correct.
I'm not saying you're going to bust case, but it's you don't need to go down fighting. Like, you're not the top guy.
He killed someone, though, anyway. You know what I mean?
Who did he kill?
A woman.
Didn't he kill that woman, the woman passenger?
With
the real bullet. Remember? It was that... Was the it first him, person that he killed.
I don't think it was him. I don't think he
You're thinking of him. You're thinking of the main hijacker.
No, they killed a woman. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know, but Merv's thinking of the main hijacker. They're talking about the guy that was in the suit that brought the guy. He brought the guns on the plane, innit? He didn't kill anyone, though. He didn't have a gun.
No, but I think they were talking about why. What's his name? Stuart. Stuart didn't give up, innit? He should have gave up. Stuart's the main hijacker.
Yeah.
But after everyone got caught, he should have just been like, all right, let me, like, yeah, unless he was really wanting to die, because he lost his brother, he lost his mum. So he might as well be like, you know, I'm just going down now, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
I think there was going to be a bit more to Amanda, like the woman that was flying that killed the pilot and took over the plane. Like, she came in a bit hard, man. But it's like afterwards, it's like
she was manipulated. She was in a position where she had to do what she had to do.
No, but the way she done it, it was sick. The way she done it, bang, pilot. Yeah. She didn't even think about it. Boom. Yeah. In there, shut the door. Boom. She didn't look like someone that was youth. I thought she was not the head honcho, but someone that was...
Like someone senior, innit? Someone senior. Like,
but this is
the backup plan.
Yeah, but this is the thing. She was the backup plan. She was just another one being manipulated by this group of people. Do you get what I mean? And I felt the way she come across, she had to do what... Because you got to remember, right? Someone's telling you, I'm going to kill your daughter if you don't do this. I know you fly a plane. I've got your daughter. So you're going to act up any way you have to. Do you get what I mean? So bang, bang, I'm shooting anyone. Like, it's simple. You're going to get the plane. I'm just going to fly the plane until you tell me to stop. And if I don't stop, I don't
by
stop.
The way, all future hijackers, if the secretary of state or whatever says you will not be arrested, it doesn't count. His word doesn't mean nothing.
I'm gonna ask about this. I'm like, But they made it count in the show though. Like she didn't get arrested.
I know.
Nope.
Yeah, like what is that? There's so many things unanswered. Like, okay, so you're just gonna get away with that now because you landed the plane and saved. Yeah, you might have killed one person, but you saved 200. So maybe you get away with it. I don't know.
It said, sorry, love. We had to say that to you. You're under arrest.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting. Get down.
Not even that though. He can't do that. He no one could do. Like, he can't pardon that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he can. I don't know.
But he can't. Of course, he can't. He's not above the law. He's not. No one is above the law.
Someone. Well, even the royal family. Have that diplomatic immunity stuff.
You get diplomatic.
Yeah, but he doesn't. Yeah, but he doesn't. That's for people that. That's for people that are diplomats. But, do you know what I mean?
But what he said is basically you're not gonna be prosecuted here, innit? We're not gonna prosecute you on murder charges, I guess, because you saved 200 people on the plane.
You lot are fighting for this show. All right, cool, man.
Right. No, we're not fighting for the show, bro. We're not fighting.
You lot are fighting for this, boy.
Listen, don't put me in the business. I'm still upset with Nate.
The show had us gripped for like 6.5, 7 weeks.
They should have ended it somehow on episode 6. But to be fair, when Kel said that he could see a season 2 of this, like, when I watched like episode 4, I thought maybe like they got his family now, they got his details. It could, but then they kind of ruined that.
Yeah. I don't know.
The whole show, yeah, don't get me wrong, 1 to 6 was good, but 7 just, and I was looking forward to it for a week. I binged the 6.
Yeah, remember.
I was waiting for this one, and it just let me down. I was like, all that, man.
Also, nothing was resolved. Like, what happens if Sam, does he get back with his missus? Does the missus stay with the other police officer? Like, what happens? Like, I know that it's like, hey, like, we don't really care about it, but like, in my head, I'm like, what actually happened, innit?
No, I wouldn't think they'd get back. Like, so that Daniel was a good guy, innit? It's like,
you know, no, I don't think they will get back together. I don't feel they will get together, but you know, like, I'm just like, what's happening now, innit?
I was interested about what's the name? You know, Alice, the flight controller person.
Yeah.
Seemed like her character was gonna go somewhere, and then it's kind of like, oh, I'm going home now, back to my son. Yeah, like, yeah, this is I felt like there was a couple. You know me already. I don't necessarily need to be spoon fed about what happens afterwards and all that stuff. But this kind of felt like it needed a little bit of that. I mean, and that's maybe why, maybe there potentially could be a season 2, because I do want to know about this entire group organization.
Yeah. What are they going to call it, though?
I don't know. Hijack on the ground. I don't know.
Yeah. But even when they were in the control area and not is it, what's the woman's name? Alice. Is that her name?
Yeah.
Not her, but the one in the pink top got a phone call as well.
Yeah.
The one in the pink top, it was another woman. She was, I think she had a pink top on.
Yeah.
She got a phone call. And it was like, why did the camera pan to her in regards to her having a phone call? And she said hello, but what did it mean? Like, I don't know, but you know. What was my point? I don't know.
Was that not just a show? I don't know if I'm with you, but
there was
showing you that the Wi-Fi is back on now. Is it not that?
No. So in the last episode, there was a woman in the control room who also got a phone call, who was friends with Alice.
Yeah.
It's like, why did she get the phone call?
Weren't she the one who got the phone call to tell Alice that her son, that they needed her or something?
Well, but it seemed kind of strange that the camera panned. And where was Alice going to? Where was she going?
Did she have to go get her son or something?
I don't know. It just seemed too, like, end of day. You know, it's like, I don't know. It just seemed too end of day. Like, oh, my day is over. That's it. I'm going to run and get my son.
Really needed it, but she'd probably be overwhelmed. She never had to do that before.
And you see her boss like, oh yeah, it's over now. Get back to your normal flights now, guys.
That's what's supposed to happen, isn't it?
That's what
you think. They need some debrief, some debrief and emotional support after what they went through. Where?
Nah, yeah, man. That's a day. That's what we've been preparing for. We shouldn't have one for another 5 years, 10 years. Yeah.
That's it. Let's just get on with it. This is what the training videos are for.
Yeah, all your e-learning modules you've been going through. Yeah, this is what you're training for, you bastards.
You know the worst thing is, yeah? Do you know that all of us could laugh when we hear e-learning, bro?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Pick on the one that applies to you.
Brother, we're doing the
That's correct.
E-learning. Safe. Oh, no, let me not say that on here. But I just skipped it to the end. But because I know common sense, I can answer all the questions.
Come on, bro.
I just go straight to the assessment. If I don't get it right, then I might do a little reading. Or
no, they've changed it. Well, our one, they've changed our one, so you can't go straight to, like, you have to go through all the modules before.
I've done it. You know what you do? You see if there's loads of videos, click on you want to get the transcripts.
Yeah.
Hit transcript, don't watch video. Transcript, don't watch video. I'd rather read it. I don't want to watch it.
E-learning hacks, yeah.
What do you use? Skill serve, or I know this is random, I don't know.
We've got loads of different ones, and then the other one we do is that if we know it's the same answers, then someone will take a picture of it and post it in the social in the group, and then everyone finishes.
anytime you see all the above, it's all the above. And also, if the paragraph is longer than the rest, that's the right answer. On the with bare words, isn't it?
Straight up.
But I did one the other day. They tricked me though, because it said like which ones are correct, but like there's like option five. Why are you not telling me where the next question said which three are correct, which four are correct? So that was the only one I didn't get 100% in, because I just didn't know how many you are.
You know, I hate them. I'm too old to be doing just how many answers. I'm too old, isn't it? Get me? Like, I'm too old to be tested, man. It's like, no.
And the thing is, right? I'm always the last one in my whole area. There's an email that goes out to all the senior management, and in an open Excel document, Richard's name is on there. Richard, you're meant to be a very important person in the organization. You're meant to represent, and your name is always on top. I said, listen.
But our big boss, like the big boss, like the head of the whole thing, yeah, he hates it. He'll be warning you a good month before the deadline. He'll warn you, like, listen, I know you got a month left, yeah? But there's no point you waiting and then doing, like, and he'll remind you every week. Do you know what I mean? And obviously, I'm like Rich as well. I'm always one of the last people to do it. So imagine, like, I know it's your to-do list, Kale, but just as a gentle reminder, like, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah,
as soon as I get the email, I just try and do it that same day, bruv. Boom, done. Then when you send me emails, like, every time, like, I'm arguing with them. No, I've done it. Didn't realize there was like three tests to do, and I've done two of them. Oh, my bad. Yeah, sorry, I didn't do that one. I'll get onto that one today.
Well, that's what you get for being eager, mate.
No, but do you know what? I had beef with HR on it, because I did the thing, right? I did the test, and it didn't register. And do you know how angry I was? Because I said to myself, no, I'm not doing it again. I refuse. Right? So I had to, and my manager goes to me, no, you've got to do it. I said, nope, I'm not going to do it. I had to message HR. I said, this is unacceptable. You know, I'm constantly busy. You're trying to tell me your system is not working correctly. I'm not doing it again. So they investigated it and they realized they didn't do it. But
you realize you didn't do it.
And they realize I did do it. But after that day, I take screenshots all the time when I complete it.
I don't
trust the system.
I've always done that, to be fair.
Screenshot, tell people to print it out and put it on my file. All right, guys. Sorry, I didn't even mean to skip this, but we know that we spoke about the fact that Love Island is going to have its own separate show next season. They had the final episode this Friday, Saturday, was it? Sunday?
What was the episode? It was a
reunion show.
Yeah.
Good? No?
Yeah, do you know what?
Yeah, no.
It was all right. It was good to see everyone back in the same room following everyone being kicked out in periods. But nothing really, really to kind of home into. No,
Abby killed me. Everyone knew that Abby's still mentioning it.
Oh, of course. Come on.
So I don't know if you guys remember that love triangle with, well, it became a square, to be honest, with Mitch, Abby, Scott, and Ella B. And yeah. Cut long story short, Abby basically said that she believes that her and Mitch relationship is better than what he has now with Ella B. And everyone's like, ooh, and Ella B goes, that just screams out bitter. You're just bitter. And also there was a beef with Zach and Katie in it. Katie and Uzi have split up.
Yeah, apparently he cheated as well, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Uzi.
Already?
Yeah, he cheated. He lashed out on her and he apologized. He put some message out about, yeah, there's rumors going around about how she's done this, but the truth is it was me. And to be fair, you know, when it comes into the reunion, there's nothing really saucy about the reunions, really, is there?
Yeah.
We watch it out of respect because we followed the show for the last 7 weeks. But can I just make a comment on Maya Gemma? She was outstanding. Once again, she is. If I say certain words, certain people get arrested.
Oh, no, but Maya.
So I will say no more.
Yeah, no, Maya Gemma. Yeah. All right, well, shout out Maya Gemma, I guess. next season, Love Island, separate show. Excellent. Merv, did you watch Lioness this weekend?
I did.
Thoughts?
It felt like a really quick episode, you know, like it was 15 minutes long. Don't you think the way it just ended, like, it was quite sudden, don't you think so? But anyway, no, it was, I still like it. It's kind of focused on kind of one thing each episode. Like, obviously this one was about, daughter, what's her name? Kate. Yeah, Kate, the daughter, got into a car accident with her friends.
Yeah.
One passed away. And and then when they're doing the blood tests and all that stuff, they found that she's pregnant. Also pregnant, yeah. But that was a bit of a shock. And obviously, like, you know, her dad's kind of like the main parent that's there all the time and just like, look, whatever you do, just always make sure your trousers are on. David said, yeah, this time the trousers came off, innit? The pants came off.
They clearly came off, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, when she might end up losing the baby, innit? Because of the...
Yeah, because... I hope she does, because I don't think she was having a baby anyway. She was like 12.
Mad dilemma, because she's only like 14 as well. So yeah. It's like, they don't really want her to have a baby, but it's also a deep if she also loses as well.
I'm also thinking that I don't know if that girl has got it, you know? The way that guy drugged her drink, bruv.
You know what? When she sipped it, yeah, didn't it look like to you that she pretended to sip it?
I thought she knew, but...
Yeah, I thought she knew as well. And that's when I see her, like, think, okay, right, that's just pretending. But actually, like, yeah, bruv, that guy's nuts got dealt with, bruv.
It did. And
No pause, because it had to be done.
It had to happen. The thing is, I was speaking to my brother at the programme, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know, like, obviously, and where this is a story for another podcast, I'm no expert at this thing yet.
Yeah.
But certain man them are wrong'uns, you know, because he drugged this girl, yeah, to go take her in the bush. He carried this girl into the bush. Yeah. The girl's like not, she's got no sense about her. She's not moving. She's like a corpus, do you know what I mean? Yeah. She's like, then he had the audacity to pull down Trout Pant because he wants... I'm like, what do you get from that?
That's what I'm saying. Somebody must get off that.
Nah, man.
She's powerless. Like, it's wrong. It's wrong, bro.
Like, she's not into it. There's not a night that is dead, bro. As I was, when they started stomping out his things, yeah, I was clapping. I was in my yard clapping, bro.
Well, there must be pure contusions on there, you know?
Yeah. He was jumping on her. She was jumping on the nuts, paws. But they said to her, when you go to the hospital, you better tell them that you don't know how this happened to you. Nah.
Actually, what would he say? What would he say to her, for real? Like, he just had an accident and just all just scraping along the road or something. Like, yeah.
But yeah, the program's still good. I don't understand Nicole Kidman yet.
Yeah.
Like, all of those kind of guys, the top dogs, I don't really, like, at one minute they're angry, one minute they're like, okay, actually, this works for our benefit. Yeah.
Yeah, because you remember last week when they kidnapped someone?
Yes.
I think that part of the team From what it sounds like, they went a bit rogue, innit?
No, well, it was the guy. It was the guy who was in charge of it. When he did the whole thing and the train, like, and then the whole thing, obviously they end up killing people and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But they're like now saying, oh, so you can do this. You can, if we give that man back, you're going to get us four operatives or whatever.
Okay, but yeah.
They're like, okay, cool, that's all right. I'm like, that's not, you still took man out.
Yeah.
Because I guess you're not allowed, you're, those things are not sanctioned on US territory, innit?
Okay, yeah,
like, remember, they always take you to, like, not Guatemala. Is it Guatemala? Where's that place they always, you always talk about the CSI take you to? Some island in the middle of Atlantic.
I know you're talking about, but yeah. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, maybe not Guatemala. Guatemala, I think, is like when we learned French.
Is it Rikers Island?
Rikers?
In Rikers, where they go to prison.
Rikers, some, I think, is the prison, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, some sort of prison.
They take you to, like, some army base, like some prison camp.
Yeah.
They always, I don't know, they always talk about this. This one island that's like some prison camp. That once you go there, if you're a terrorist, you know you ain't coming back.
Oh, Guantanamo Bay.
Guantanamo Bay. My God. Yeah, that's the one. So they take you to Guantanamo Bay and you never come back, innit? That's in everything. That's like Bad Boys and everything, innit? They always talk about Guantanamo Bay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you can't do those kind of, you can't do those illegal things on the actual country, innit? Like in your own country. They're not sanctioned. But yeah. Interesting. There are other shows that people should be watching. Why are we going to... Well, I'll talk about the hiatus in a minute. I started watching a program. Sorry.
No, bro.
No, I was going to say, I started watching a program called Departure. Departure stars Archie Punjabi, who actually was in Hijack. That's why... And then it kept on coming up on my Sky. There's now series three, so I was like, well, series three, I've got to watch the first.
Three? I thought it was series one.
No, series three, so I've got to watch the first part. So I've watched series one and two already, like six episodes.
Yeah.
And the first episode, bless you, is about like a plane hijacking. So I was like, rah, this is Hijack, and you was in Hijack. Well, obviously, you
didn't before. Enough.
Yeah, but the second series is about like this automated train that has a big accident, and they have to work out why the what happened and all the rest of it. And the third series is on a boat. So it's like a boat's gone down, going through these icebergs, and it's, she works for this kind of organization. They've got to work out why it happened.
Mm.
It's always like double crossing the FBI, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to ruin it. I think it's based in Canada, to be fair. No, they're always talking about Toronto and that. But it's actually, I've enjoyed it. So I thought I could just finish season three straight away, but it's like coming out episode week after week after week.
Yeah.
So like I've had to watch the first one and I have to wait till next Wednesday to watch the second one.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, that's a decent little program, Departure.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Marlon?
Yeah, I know I'm late to the party, but I started Incredible. I'm guessing you lot have spoken about it
already. Invincible.
I'm sorry, Invincible.
that's like Incredible. What's this?
Wait, yeah, I thought it was an old cut.
While Nate was chatting here, bruv, I've been saying Invincible in my head, so I didn't get it. But
time. Okay, intro, you know, yeah, I'll start it late. No, I've caught up, dude. Incredible.
You said it was shit.
Nah, it's massive.
Yeah. It's sick, innit? It's deep, but
like, first of all, he needs to change his name, innit?
No.
Leave, he can't be calling him Invincible, and he's getting beat up all the time. And that lion thing, like, he had to go to hospital. Like, he's got a hole in his stomach. That's not Invincible, bruv. That's very Invincible. Yeah, and someone said it in the show.
No, you can't
kill him.
Well,
then
he probably keeps getting up,
bro. That's not Invincible, bruv.
He keeps getting up, bro.
Nah.
Get me?
Yeah, but if he was in a fight and I call myself Invincible, you can't beat me. I'm Invincible.
Bro, man's Pepe's Omni-Man, bro.
Etymology of the word. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
No, technically, Marlon's right.
And he's a shit hero, bruv. How many people have died in this bro's hands?
Wow, yeah, bro, he's only starting out, bro.
I know, it's funny,
relax,
bro.
Man.
What do you mean?
We need to get on the graphic novels,
holding,
bro.
He's holding this woman's arm and he thinks he's still got her and he looks down and he's just got her arm. Jesus Christ.
But the thing is, but Marlon,
he's young, he's learning.
Marlon,
I heard
Marlon,
that, but young. Superman didn't... All right, don't talk about Man of Steel, but Superman... Anyway, go on, Rich, sorry.
No,
I'm new to this. I'm new on the show, so it's fresh.
Like you watching it, how was your outtake when you see he thought you had the woman and he just had her arm?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's mad, isn't it? It's just like...
that's not the first time he did that. He did it with the old woman as well. I understand that. Well,
yeah, at least, you know, I can't stand when you watch these superhero films or TV series and it's like they get their power straight away and they're just
there's no
stakes. It's just like, yeah, I know how to use this power and I'm already saving a meteor from planet Earth and all that stuff. Well, get out of here. They need to have flaws in it. Maybe his name's a bit ironic, innit? But I like it, man. It's like eventually he'll get there.
Yeah. So Mona, how far gone are you on what episode are you on?
I watched it, bro. If I find something I like, I binge it. That finished within 2-3 days. Yeah.
So it's been that long, you know, Rich. Remember we used to watch it like every week, innit? So it wasn't. Yeah. You watch it if you binge it one go.
I will say this though.
The scene of his dad.
These characters are based on like DC, like so. DC, yeah, and yeah. So but they got like Wolverine as the immortal.
Yeah.
Can we see how, like, if Omni-Man is Superman, how quickly he would deal with every superhero? No disrespect, Kel. I'm just saying, did you see how quickly he dealt with that Batman? I'm just saying, like.
I wouldn't be surprised if the writer hates Batman.
Yeah, it's deep, isn't it?
The way he fixed it, bro.
That was shocking, though. When I see him smash up,
it's one of you, man. I know you're one of you. It's one of you, man, behind the scenes, bro.
That's me. Oh, gosh.
No, I'm here for it, though. It's good.
No, but
did you watch Atom Eve as well?
Yeah, that messed me up because I watched it on the app. So
yeah.
I watched it. It said season one, episode one.
So that was a bit weird.
And then it says it again, season one, episode one for the second one. So I watched it in the wrong order. But
did you all watch it?
I don't know.
There's only one episode, though, right?
It's only one episode.
It's only a prequel. Yeah, it's like that was good, man.
I
really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good.
An appetizer of sort.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And you see, you hear Lance Reddick's voice in it, yeah?
Bruv, sorry. That's what I was going to say. How come there's so many A-list characters in this thing? I don't know if anyone noticed that, but...
Yeah, that's true, isn't it? That's how it is nowadays with animation. It's like they get a lot of... A-list celebrities to do it.
You see, back in the day, there never used to be A-list actors on TV shows. Now, TV shows have A-list actors all day long.
But I'm saying that though,
it's not like they got one or two; they got about eight. Like, to the cast to see, like, is this right? Is this voice?
I think it probably brings people in more, isn't it? Probably like once you see, oh my gosh, like J.K. Simmons is doing a voice or this person doing a voice, you're like, you're already invested. Whether it's like with the known namers, just like, I don't know, but to be fair, the ones that do it as a profession, like the ones that are just voice actors, they're still a lot better. I don't get me wrong, I think like some of the actors are really good at doing it, but this always the original voice actors that do it as their proper job, they're always better, man. The difference.
Yeah, nice.
No,
yeah. Even Ezra Miller's voice in it.
And a breath from The Boys, the one of no powers that he injected himself with powers. He's I think he's Omni-Man. I might be
mistaken. Omni-Man's J.K. Simmons.
I might be
J. Jonah Jameson. Omni-Man's J. Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man.
It's someone else then. Oh, no, sorry. He's Superman. That just reminded me. I knew there's another show I needed to talk about. I tried to watch your animation Superman show, Merv.
The Boys, isn't it? From Huey.
Yeah, he's actually plays Superman.
Yeah, Huey. What's his name? Jack Quaid.
Bruv, I'm not watching it. I can't. Has any of you seen this?
No.
Bruv,
I watched a clip here. From man's doing like, he's turning into Superman, but his suit is manifesting on him. Like as he's standing there and the suit starts appearing. I'm not like, it's all in like electric shit. I'm like, nah. The S comes up in blue.
Oh, so he's
no.
To be fair, it kind of makes a bit of sense, but I get it. I prefer the rip open. Oh, how convenient. Anyway, I prefer to rip open, like, you get me? Like, but it makes sense that it's a bit alien technology. Cause...
I think that's cool, bro.
He came to Earth in the suit he wears. He didn't, there's no alien, whatever you just said. His suit was with him.
Well, that's an alien, bro.
Suit was with him. It didn't magically appear in him. This is an origin story here. You can't just change Superman like that. Me and you can't argue, Merv. We can't. That's like we argue against Kel and Batman. Me and you shouldn't be doing this. Sorry. We'll talk about this offline.
There's been a few things that have come out in the cinema or are coming out. Merv, I know you've watched Turtles. Is it worth watching?
I think maybe some hardcore Turtle fans will be a bit disappointed. I think it was really good, man. It's actually teenagers voicing the Turtles. And they proper sound like teenagers, the way they behave. Like, it's like if we were just all together as teenagers just doing stuff, isn't it? Like, proper fun, man.
Big screen or Marlon's app?
Big screen, man. The animation style is wonderful as well. Like, I know, because everyone's probably thinking, oh, it's going to be like a Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse verse ripoff. Nice. But it's kind of got a different art style. Me, I'd say it's even more exaggerated than Spider-Man, but no, it's good. I liked they made a couple of changes where I'm like, nah, don't really like that. But overall, it's a really good film, and like Jackie Chan does Master Splinter in it, and he smashes it. Like,
are we still doing like Bebop, Rocksteady, Shredder, and them kind of man?
Yeah, they're in it. Yeah, they're in it. Who else in there? Ice Cube. Ice Cube does a really good job. Well, in it, like voice acting, like I didn't look at all the names before I started the film in it, but when I looked at, I thought, obviously Jackie Chan you could tell easily, but Ice Cube, I'm like, I knew the voice, but I just didn't know Ice Cube would act like that in it, especially with animation voiceover.
Maybe I'll go Gemini.
Yeah, it's good, man.
I've got a limited pass, maybe I'll go and have a look. Next week, I'll be honest with you, I never used to play this computer game. And the one kind of computer game, I said a lot of computer games I don't play, it's a lie. I only play like FIFA and beat 'em ups. Yeah. But I'm never ever good at driving games, like on the PlayStation and all that. I'm never good at it. I don't know how. Like maybe the last one that I thought I was decent was Super Mario Kart. And that's only in the first world. When it gets to the rainbow, I can't do any of that. Like, I couldn't do it. Yeah.
They're not racing game, bro.
No, I'm just still upset. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's not a game that I can do, like play with cars. But Gran Turismo, which is coming out this week, I would say if you get a chance before our next podcast, try and have a watch of it. It's based on a true story, and I didn't realize it's actually a very good film. Like,
yeah,
it's actually a very, very good film. And like, I was glad that on the way home from the cinema, it wasn't too much of an open road.
Because you would have got lucky there. Because
I would have thought that I could do what they can do. Like, I don't know if did any of you ever come out of Fast and Furious and thought that you lot could drive like
yeah, that's why I didn't have a car, bro. I was so vexed.
That's how I kind of felt when I came out of this one. I thought I could be the next racing driver.
Remember Showcase, Rich and Becton?
Yeah.
When I come out of Fast and Furious, yeah, everyone's just doing donuts round and round about, and I'm just there waiting for the 3-2-5. Yeah, what a nice time, bro.
That's how I felt at this film here. But it's a good film. The fact it's based on a true story, like, I think, like, well done. I think properly, this is probably one of the first films that adapted, like, not adapted, but come from computer games that I like, yeah, you did very well with this.
That's good, man. It's got Kofu. Is it Kofu? Kofu from C, isn't it?
Yes, it's the guy from C, bro. He's the main guy.
Yeah.
And then it's got Jerry Halliwell's in it as the mum. Jerry Halliwell's in the mum. Yeah, she's the mum.
Oh my gosh, I didn't notice that. I've seen the trailers, but I didn't know that was her.
Jerry Halliwell. And the dad, obviously, is
Diamond Hunsu.
That's the
guy. I can't believe it.
And it's got Orlando Bloom in it.
Yeah, Orlando. And David. Ralph has got his surname.
Yeah, that one there.
Stranger Things guy.
Yeah.
David. No, I still suspect that. I don't know. I can't remember. It's David Harbour, that's it. David Harbour.
But yeah, proper, good film.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember, I said, oh, I watched Gran Turismo. And then they were like, what? Gran Turismo, the film with Clint Eastwood? I was like, no, that was a different film. This one.
That film's sick as well, you know.
A sick bad boy film. Bad boy film. Clint Eastwood's a bad boy. He's still with us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool, man. Shout out to Clint Eastwood. Yeah, so, listeners. This is probably going to be the last pod that you're going to listen to in its entirety in the month of August. All right. We will be back in September. Just because, like, we, you know, the consistency, we're 203 episodes. we've been consistent. We just need to have a little bit of break. So a couple of men are going on holiday, flying out, blah, blah, blah. Like I said, we've always got real our own lives. But we'll be back in September, beginning of September, with episode 204. And there'll be some new stuff in the pipeline. So make sure you keep hold of the socials. The Instagram will still be popping. Everything else will still be popping. But yeah. So until then, we out.
Peace.
Love, love, love.